All right, guys. Big shout out to our sponsor, Alt Playground. Unlike Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Alt Playground is a social media platform of sorts, but don't worry, you won't get your shit taken down for showing nudity or even a bit of shoulder.
Hashtag Instagram.
With that being said, Alt Playground is not going to censor your stuff. In fact, they're going to show it off. They've got this great feature called The Big Wall, and it's where they take a collection of different photos that are themed every day. And so, for example, today is Furry Friday. Monday was the color red. Tuesday was boobies. How great is that, Kelly?
Yeah, it takes all your photos and shares them with the site, which is great. It's a safe place to share all your stuff and it won't get taken down.
Yeah, and so they've also got a great video conferencing platform, which is secure, unlike Zoom, which is very, very dangerous to use. Altplayground.net. It's a great tool. We'll link it in the show notes below.
Yay!
Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. My name's Kelly. I am single over here without my co-host because this is going to be a solo chat, which is you and me. And you know how I like to do that. I like to break all the fucking rules. Adam's going to be super pissed, but I popped my aha. I am chewing some gum. My phone is on just for Adam. No, but I'm being for real, guys. I'm taking out my gum. I'm going to try not to take a sip of my sparkling water, and I will put my phone on silent for you guys because it does like to vibrate a lot because I am super popular. All the boys text me. JK, no, they don't. I just get alerts from games and stuff and all this other bullshit that doesn't really matter because my phone is not hopping right now, okay? So, like I said before, welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. My name is Kelly. My co-host Adam is not here because we are doing a solo chat today. And the topic for this solo chat is going to be sugar fucking daddies. Ugh. So, let me first give a little intro on our socials. So, of course, the most important one, the fucking Instagram. I run that shit. Our Instagram is at TNR Podcast right now. We are currently sitting at 800 plus followers. It's getting pretty popular. I'm just super, like, excited to be running it. And I like interacting with you people on there. I love getting direct messages. I like your sweet little comments on my pictures. You guys are so sweet. Adam runs a Twitter, and that's also at TNR Podcast. We have a website, thenakedrelationship.com. You can write us in questions or sweet comments or things like that. Also, if you happen to listen to us on Apple Podcasts, if you could just drop us a sweet little note, that would be great, saying how much you love my voice, how much you love our content, and how would you love to hear more of our sexy, dirty escapades. So that would be great. All right, guys, let's get into it. Like I said, this episode is going to be on sugar daddies. So, okay, how most people know sugar daddies is like, well, from this is going to be from my perspective. It's going to be college age girls. Like, that is what the main focus is. So it's a young girl dating an older man for money or a nice lifestyle, which, let's face it, college Kelly was fucking struggling, okay? So, of course, I've heard, like, growing up, I heard of people being sugar babies, letting a rich older man take care of them financially, and that sounded like a bomb-ass deal. So, of course, I also read another article. Like, I really like to read. So, I was reading all these articles on, like, sugar daddies and selling my panties, things like this. And I was really intrigued about it, but, like, I was still very terrified of pursuing this. So, it was near the end of my college career. I was living off campus with two other roommates, and we've kind of drifted apart a bit, so we didn't hang out with each other as much. And me over here was like, well, I'm kind of broke right now. I don't have any extra income. I can't go out anywhere. Let's see what the sugar daddy stuff is all about. So I go on Google. I search. I literally typed in sugar daddy. And the first website that popped up was seekingarrangements.com. If you guys are not familiar with that site, I think that is the most popular site to find an arrangement with a younger girl and an older man. Little Kelly went on there, made a profile. Like, she did go through with this, okay? She made a profile. I described myself. I threw up a couple pictures. I was not shy about showing my face. Like I said, I was young, innocent, didn't know how to go about doing this, being safe and all this. I was just more in it for the money. And on there, you could do your profile, throw up some pictures, describe yourself, what your occupation was. I was a student, so I think that was the only option on that little drop-down menu for the sugar baby. The sugar daddies also had profiles on there, and once I created my profile and it went live, I was able to look at other profiles of nearby eligible males and how they presented themselves on these profiles. So I threw up mine, and I quickly started scrolling, going through all these other male profiles, and so on these profiles, I looked up, and this trend seemed to be popping out at me more as I read all these profiles. Most of these men were married, okay? And it just kind of struck me as a little bit weird that these married men would go against their vows to seek a younger woman. Kelly did not have no morals. So one of the first guys I messaged, or that messaged me on there, wanted to meet at a hotel. So this guy was straight up front, wanted to fuck for a certain amount of money. I do not recall the amount. And I got all dressed up. I got to the parking lot of the motel. It was very close to where I lived. And I sat in the car for like 20 minutes, could not bring myself to walk to the hotel and meet this guy in this room. Like, part of me was like, Kelly, this is not safe. Don't fucking do this. You can get murdered. And I peeled out of that bitch, okay? I went back home. I texted, I think, my sister to see what was up with her. Like, just trying to get my mind distracted and everything. And now that I think about it, fuck, I could have gotten murdered in that hotel. Wow, that's crazy. But that did not stop me from going back on that fucking site and trying again. So this time, I was a little bit more cautious. I told these men that messaged me that I wanted to meet in public first, have dinner, talk, see if we click. And a couple of them were not okay with this. They just wanted to meet, have a quick fuck, and leave. That was not what I was going for. I was not trying to get killed out here, okay? So there was this one guy that was agreeable to all my conditions. He met me at the fanciest restaurant in my college town, okay? And I've never even heard of this restaurant. And we go in. I meet him. He's at the table. He ordered us some appetizers. And he was an older gentleman. I'm gonna say in his late 40s or early 50s now that I think back on it. Had a beard, a little bit of a beer belly, taller than me. And he seemed like a general easygoing, white, Caucasian male with a southern twang about him. He looked like a little country boy, almost. We talk, and through this conversation, I learned that he has 3 kids. They're all around my college age, and I think that is when he realized what he was doing. Like, it finally clicked in his head, like, oh, I am meeting this young woman to possibly have an extramarital affair type relationship with. And after that, we ended the meal, we said our goodbyes, and we never spoke to each other again. I, for one, was a little bit glad that nothing happened. I was maybe too caught up in the thrill / glamour side of being a sugar baby. Like, oh, you could get paid to, like, fuck men, older men, or, like, you can have all your bills paid. Like, I think what I'm trying to say is I was more concerned about the monetary side than the emotional side. And baby Kelly did not completely see this, did not really understand the impact it could have on her. But I'm glad that that guy kind of came to his senses and did not pursue anything else with me. Now, fast forward a couple more years, I have met Adam. And at this point, we are just fuck buddies. And I am still on the site, and I get a message from a local physician in the area saying that he wants to see if he can find a sugar baby because his wife doesn't want to have sex with him anymore and all this stuff. So I am currently in my last year of nursing school. I work at a local hospital, and I'm a little bit afraid that I know this physician because I work in a hospital. So I made sure that we did not work in the same area of the hospital because that would have been a complete deal breaker. Kelly was more aware and self-conscious about this. So he did not. We agreed to meet in the, I think it was the movie theater parking lot, just to see if we were real, to see if we clicked, and go from there. So I was at home, I think, and I got all dressed up. I wore a nice pretty dress. I did my hair, and I drove to the movie theater parking lot, and he was on his hour-long lunch break. He met me, and I knew he immediately liked me because his eyes kind of did the up and down and the appreciative nod. So I could tell he would maybe want to continue something from there. So I climb into his car. Well, it's not really a car. It was a truck. I climb into his truck. We talk and chat for a little bit, saying that he might not have enough time to do anything at that moment. And I was, oh, okay, that's fine. It's totally okay. We can probably reschedule for another time. And I go to my car. He goes to his. And I start driving home. And that's when my phone goes off. And that's when I get a text message from this guy and stating that he really liked me. He liked my personality. He liked the way I looked. And he would be more than willing to go back to my place if that was okay. And at first I was a little bit hesitant because he said he was still on his lunch break. And I know when I'm on my lunch break, I like to enjoy every minute of it and be in a more calm, peaceful type of an environment. But he's like, oh no, I can like extend it by whatever, because he's a fucking doctor. So I give him my address. I give him my price, which was, I think was like, if I'm remembering correctly, it was about $250 for one boink with me, one fuck with me. And at that point, I thought that was a lot of money. And he was agreeable to it, surprisingly. Like, I gave him my address. He was like, yeah, $250? Yeah, it's a good deal. So he meets me at my apartment. We go upstairs. And I don't know if I described this man to you, but he was an older Middle Eastern type man who had a receding hairline. He was kind of going bald as well. He was a little bit short, but still taller than me. And he was kind of on this, thinner side, but with a little belly. And sleeping with someone who's just paid you kind of hits a different way than just, like, fucking someone who you've, like, been flirting with, or just fucking someone that you actually found attractive. Fucking someone for money definitely hits differently, guys. Like, I'm not gonna lie, part of me felt kind of, like, disgusted with myself. And I did not like the feeling. Like, I had to fake everything. Like, I was kissing him. I was, like, fake moaning. And when he put on the condom and was, like, fucking me, like, all that shit was fake. I was fake moaning. Fake. Whole thing was fake. Oh, God. I don't know, guys. Like I said, fucking someone for money is way different than fucking someone you actually like. So after I did that, I kind of swore to myself I wouldn't do it again. It just kind of felt wrong. And you know what I did with the money, guys? I gave it to my mom for her fucking birthday, because I was so, like, disgusted with myself and how I earned that shit. So I decided just to, like, give that money to my mom for her birthday. I'm sure she enjoyed it. But yeah, College Kelly was not really there, guys. That was my ordeal with sugar daddy drama stuff in my younger days. But let's fast forward to the current present time, okay? So me and Adam are in a relationship, we're engaged, we're doing all these swinger things, and we start talking about our sexual fantasies and what we would love to explore. And at this point, I started watching porn. Like, I started watching a certain genre of porn. Like, right now, I'm super into younger females with, like, older guys. I don't know why. So that kind of brought up the whole sugar daddy stuff again in me. And I'm a lot wiser now. I know how to protect myself and how to be safe on the internet. Kinda. And I talked to Adam about it, and at first he was not okay with this. He was not okay. And I think he was also concerned about it because at the time we were also kind of in a little financial cinch. Like, we were not as comfortable as we are now. I mean, we're decent right now. And I was trying to appeal to the money side of it, and Adam did not like that at all. Okay? He is very, do something if you really love it, like genuinely like it. And I was not for that. I was going to be honest. I was for the money side. I wanted some bank. I wanted some coin. Disregard the emotional effects it could have had on me. Disregard the effect it could have had on a relationship. But I'm so thankful that Adam kind of saw right through me and like spoke to me in a way that made it easier for me to understand that like you shouldn't be doing this just for the financial gain. So grateful for his awesome insight. But fast forward a couple months, we are in a different place. We are comfortable. I'm comfortable with him enough that I'm able to broach this subject again. And I tell him that I started watching, you know, that type of porn where it's a young girl, older guy. And it's kind of like led to me watching amateur sugar daddy type videos. And I really wanted to explore that again. And I did tell him about my escapades in college for the sugar daddy stuff. And he was very interested in it. And he was very interested in it now because I was not just all about the money. I was more about wanting to explore this other sexual naughty side of me. So I talked him into it. And we agreed that we would follow the same type of rules where we would not let this get in the way of our relationship. We would, you know, let each other know where we're going, who we're meeting with, text before we get there, during, to make sure we're okay, and all this stuff. Like, basically following our rules. So, I got on a website. I think it was called Friends with Benefits? Let me double check with you guys. I can't remember. It was something like that. It's like the second most common sure daddy type site. Anyways, I can't find it, but it was something like that. I got on there. I saw it mentioned like on an Instagram post. So I got on that site and I liked how user-friendly it was and very open. But the only downside on it was I went through all the guy profiles near me in like a day. Okay. So there was not a lot of people on there and it was very difficult to navigate because I don't think they had an app. You just had to log into an actual like browser on your laptop to go into the site and read your messages and all that. So it was not very user friendly. And I did get a couple messages, but these guys on there, they were very, very specific on what they wanted. Like one of the guys that I was talking to, like we stopped talking because I had tattoos. Like I have two very small tattoos and like for him, tattoos were a complete no-go. And I also saw that some of these profiles were like, in their username, there'd be like, get $800, just kick me at this whatever username. And like, they seemed very scammy. So I think criminals slash frauders have gotten very smart. And young women like myself are very gullible. And I actually fell for one of these scammers. And I stupidly gave them my credit card information so they could prey off my credit card. And then they wanted me to go out and buy some damn eBay gift cards. I did not do that shit, but I did give them my credit card information and they paid it off. But then they wanted me to go buy these gift cards. And I was like, nope, that's a scam. And unfortunately, where they paid off my credit card, it didn't go through. So all that credit went back. The balance went back on my card. So it was like, I didn't pay anything. And if I would have bought those cards, I would have been out more money. So these guys are getting fucking smart and preying on gullible, young, attractive women trying to make it in the world. So that was me. I fell for one of those on the first sugar daddy website that I tried to do currently. But since I was having all these issues with that website, I decided to go back to my OG, seekingarrangements.com. So I make another profile on there. It's completely changed. And you can now, like, now I'm the wiser and I can tell that the scammers, like, they usually put out on their header, like, text this number for like $300 or kick me at this for like $500. And you can tell that they're kind of fake. So on my new profile on Seeking Arrangements, I tried to not show my face as much. I tried to be as specific as possible when talking about myself on this profile. I stated in there that I am in an open relationship, I am engaged, and that he is aware of everything and he knows what is going on. I made it clear what type of relationship I wanted, and it took me a while to figure out that I just want something super casual. The first meetup is very important, though. I do want to meet in public, in a public place, have dinner, have drinks, whatever. And since my time is precious to me, and I'm like wasting an hour and a half getting ready for you guys, like putting on makeup, making myself look attractive and sexy and doing my hair, like my time is precious, okay? And a meetup is not going to be free. A meetup with me is like $50 minimum. And I have a stripper friend who was telling me that my prices are way too fucking cheap and I'm way too fucking nice. And I kind of agree with her, but I'm doing this more to explore some of my fantasies. And I think she is doing her sugar daddy stuff to get her bills paid. So I understand her side of it, but I also understand my side of it. I'm doing it because I want to explore my fantasies and not exploit men to pay my bills. But I am not going to be cheap ass hoe over here. I am going to charge for a meetup, which is $50. Super easy. And my going rate is $300. So I make sure I'm very clear with these men on there that this is what it is. And this is how much it is. So if you don't like it, I'm sorry. But I value my time and I value myself. I'm very proud of myself for that shit. But it does not always go the way you want it. Sometimes things can fuck up. So the first guy I meet off this site, I make sure he is real. I chat with him via text for a little bit. We exchange pictures. He makes me write on a piece of paper like the date and take a picture with it to make sure I'm fucking real. He's not getting scammed. I completely understand. There's a shit ton of scammers on that site now. So I get on there. Take a picture of myself with the date. He knows I'm real, and we agree to meet in a Panera parking lot and just chat. And also, guys, this is during like Corona times, so this is pretty recent. So we agree to meet in the parking lot, and if everything goes okay with the meeting, then we can sashay over to a nearby hotel. So we meet. This guy did not send me pics right away, and the pics he did send were very, very misleading, okay? He sent me this pic of him like 20 years ago, looking all nice with his kids, and I go into the car, but he's driving a nice-ass truck, he has a bomb-ass job, and he's very, like, well-spoken, has nice manners, and that kind of trumps all the other physical attributes that I noticed right away. And he was just telling me of this previous arrangement he had with another girl and how it worked out with her, and like she moved away and now he's looking for something kind of similar. And I was like, okay with it. I was agreeable. And he told me, of course, I was very pretty. I was beautiful. But so we agreed to go to a hotel that was close by. I texted Adam. I let him know what was up. And he was very, very on edge the entire time. And it's very understandable. So I was aware of his trepidation with the situation. But I was very communicative. I conveyed what I needed to tell him as much as I could. I kept him updated on everything when we took breaks and all that stuff. Going back to it. We get a hotel and we walk up together to the hotel. And the point comes when we get there that I have to broach the subject on money. Ugh, I'm super uncomfortable with talking about this stuff in real life, person to person, face to face. It just makes me very uncomfortable. I'm going to be totally honest, guys. It's just very uncomfortable. But I broached the subject about money, and like he whipped out a envelope cash with $300. And I was like, whoa. That was the easiest transaction I've ever had. So I just slip it in my pocket and I start taking off my clothes. I'm wearing a dress, which is very easy to get out of. And I'm wearing like a nice pair of panties, a thong, and a nice like creamy white bra. I am taking off my dress. I get on the bed with my panties and my bra. And his only saving grace was that he was fucking bomb at oral, okay? Like, probably second or third best oral that I've had. Like, it left me breathless, almost. It left me, like, in a state of needing to recover. Like, I was lying on the bed, like, taking big gulps of air. Like, oh my fucking god, he was fucking awesome. When the time came for me to fuck him, it was very difficult because he did not prepare for the situation. He had a full bushel of pubes, but I didn't. I went down on him. I tried to fuck him, and he seemed very satisfied. And I left there with $300 in my little backpack, and I trotted on home to Adam, and I told him about the experience. And it was not the most pleasant one I've had, but it was not the absolute worst I've had. It was decent. And we still talk on Snapchat. If he's in the area, he will message me, and sometimes I'm available, sometimes I'm not. I've not fucked him since, because Corona has gotten a little bit worse where we're at. But if he were to message me again, I'd probably go fuck him for $300. Not even gonna lie, guys. I would do it. He's very good at oral. I've also started to talk to this other guy. He seemed way too fucking nice and eloquent to be on the site, okay? He was very sweet and kind and complimentary. He told me that he recently got divorced from his wife. He has 3 kids. One of the kids is actually my age exactly, and he was not freaked out by that. I thought he would be, but he was telling me that he just wanted to seek companionship to quench his physical needs. And I totally get that. Everyone needs to have sex. Sex is a normal, healthy part of life, and I would love to satiate that need. So I let him know that I have a meetup fee because my time is precious and I do not want people wasting it. So he agreed with my fee, which is like $50. He actually gave me 60, guys. That's how you know he was a keeper, but I'll let you know why we didn't continue a relationship. So he agreed to my fee. I meet up and I get there and I'm reading a book, and my car is absolutely disgusting. My dad calls it a fucking trash can, and it literally is. There's trash everywhere because I do not have time to clean my car, at least. I clean my house. And he tries to come into my car, and you can see this petrified look on my face, like, no, don't come in here. And he, like, stops, sees my car, and he's like, oh, we can just go into mine. And I can tell he's a little bit disgusted by the sight of my car. And I'm like, I go into his, and I'm like, apologetic. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Please don't judge me on my car. I'm just really busy. I'm a nurse, and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, no, I totally get it. But I can tell he's still a little bit disgusted by it. So I try to steer the conversation away from that and start asking him questions. And he's a very, very funny guy. Like, he knows how to handle a conversation really well. I really like that about him. And I think during the course of our texting, the topic of my open relationship was like briefly mentioned, but not, we didn't delve into it. And he brought it up during the car chat. And I explained to him what we were, which we are swingers. And I explained to him our dynamic, and he was very, very intrigued by it. And also kind of repulsed by it. Like, I could tell on his face and his body language that he was not vibing with what we were throwing down. And he didn't. Like, he did straight up come out and say, like, hey, I think it's just a generational thing. Like, I was raised a certain way, and you should not be sharing your partner or your wife or anything like that. And I understood his point of view, and I told him my point of view, which I was raised in a similar way, but I'm kind of breaking a little bit of those norms and societal boundaries placed on us for our relationship and stuff like that. And he was like very agreeable to that, but he couldn't get over the fact that we were in an open relationship. And it was so, so sad because this guy, like, I could actually like see myself riding this fucking guy. He told me he had a huge Johnson, and he sent me a pic, and it was fucking thick as well. I would have loved to fuck him. But our relationship was just a deal breaker to him. And I totally get it. Everyone has different opinions about our lifestyle and they are entitled to them. But that was my most recent sugar daddy experience. As you guys know, we are currently on a break because Adam and I recently got married. I am now a wife. He is now a husband. And we are just enjoying our marriage right now and getting a little bit closer and trying out this new stage in our lives together. But we will be back with more sexy, fun adventures. And I hope you guys loved this sugar daddy talk. And I will continue in my quest for a perfect sugar daddy. All right, guys. It was fun chatting with you. Now, back to the most important part. I run the fucking Instagram at TNR Podcast. Adam runs the Twitter at TNR Podcast. We have a Facebook. Not many people use Facebook because they don't want their family or friends knowing that they are part of this secret society. We also have a website, thenakedrelationship.com. You can write us questions. My blog is still not out. Don't tell Adam. I still have yet to edit it. But guys, I really enjoy talking to you, and please interact with me. Please leave me sweet comments, DM me sweet things. I love all of it, okay?
All right, guys, don't forget to sign up to altplayground.net. We'll link it in the description below, and please, please take advantage of this great opportunity. You can find us on there. We've got a community on there, but again, it's altplayground.net.
Safe place to share your naughty side.
You damn right.
All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.